The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. Despite the situation that you and I are in right now, I hope that every one of us is safe. You know, in times like these, our faith is being tested, and it's difficult not to be anxious when the things we have relied on consistently in our lives, like being able to go to church on a Sunday morning, are kept from us. It's really a very strange place I find myself in, and I think we all find ourselves in. Whether it's being able to go to a favorite restaurant, or maybe just to go to the theater. Maybe you had tickets for something and, you know, it's been pushed off, postponed, potentially canceled. But I'll tell you, just don't lose hope. We'll rise up and our lives will be back to normal again. We're going underwater, so to speak, through a process together that will shape our conversations for the rest of our lives. And this show is meant to serve your interests, not just real estate, but also just to talk through the issues of life, whether it's how to walk through keeping yourself clean, and how to avoid going through problems. We'll chat today a bit about the U.S. housing market and why the market is still vibrant in spite of the virus. We'll chat about where we're probably going to end up on the other side of this and how the coronavirus is impacting our home buyers and sellers. And even now we have a new addendum that is included in every contract. We'll chat about that in the first part of our show as well. A little bit later, I want to chat about contemporary single-family homes that were built in the 70s and the 80s, as well as in the 50s, whether it's Virginia, D.C., or Maryland, and what is the particular attraction and why this is the hot house to have right now if you're a home seller. We'll chat about that, too. If you are interested in getting information on who I am, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of the show, have been on the air now. This is my 16th year here on WMAL. Hard to believe I started at the age of 10, and I'm now 26. So,
Bull feathers.
Okay, right. You're right. Yeah. So just a little joke there. I'm much older than that. I can remember thinking at 40 when I first began this process, I'm so old. I should have started this earlier, but I've stayed with it. And in the process of doing it over time, I've now been in my business, half in the business during the show and half out of the show, because it's 32 years in real estate, 16 without having a show and 16 now with a show. And radio and television are two of the communication means that are now excluded from the shutdown, because we provide a needed service to the public. We provide the opportunity to discuss what you and I are going through and have questions and answers provided. Please email me with any real estate questions you have about COVID and what you think, or questions you have about how we're going to make it through the process. Send that to radio@ericstewartgroup.com. My name is spelled ericstewart group.com. radio@ericstewartgroup.com. This market has confounded, every known potential prediction. But I'll say it now, that because we have shut down our day-to-day living and communication in person with other people, we have closed down the ability for the virus to be shared from one person to another. As long as we can go through this process and see an end coming out of it, we will make it through. Over the next 3 to 4 weeks, we'll go through this process, the virus will die back, and the spread of the virus will be more contained. The testing is now being perfected. There are means for us to test, and we're seeing bigger spikes in this past week than what we saw previous to that, because many of the people who were tested this week that were exposed are then, they're now being found out. It's gone 2 weeks now in the shutdown. And so many of our listeners, many of those folks who were exposed have been tested, and we know the full extent of that. Tomorrow will be the 14th day since our shutdown, generally speaking, in this area. We're probably going to see some kind of drifting and dropping over time after that. That's certainly the hope in our area. I certainly believe that we will make it through, and on the other side of this, our economy will recover and we'll be just fine. But what will it look like, and how is this impacting the current contracts that we have? Well, contracts that were ratified prior to about 3.5 to 4 weeks ago did not have a COVID-19 addendum in them. And those settlements were put on track based upon a traditional set of expectations that you go through a home inspection, you go through an appraisal, and you go through the process of getting your loan approved, and then you settle. Outside of that, the COVID-19 has come in, and now we've had to push back our understandings and expectations that if a home seller or a home buyer is exposed or has contracted the virus and cannot perform, that we would all agree that we will push off the settlement, holding neither party responsible for the delay, but we will all act in good faith. As an agent for my seller, prior to the COVID virus addendum being introduced, I've had agents who've tried to introduce the addendum into transactions in order to protect their clientele because now the virus could potentially delay us going to closing. The dilemma is that the pre-COVID-19 addenda that did not exist now being introduced could compromise one party's interest, whether it's the buyer or the seller. And so counsel has to be sought by the seller unless they're willing to agree with the buyer in putting in some kind of language that excludes the transaction and gives some sort of delay potential if there's exposure. This has been uncharted territory. It's been nothing short of an absolute storm in every single transaction that I'm in. And we have about 20 transactions on their way to closing, and some after and some before the COVID addendum was introduced, that we've had clients who were supposed to move into a retirement community that the community has shut down from allowing any move-ins for 6 months so that the residents don't contract something, or if there's something there already, it doesn't affect people moving in, right? So those who are under contract to sell, who are expecting to move in or having to stay in their homes longer, potentially in a short-term lease with the buyer who now has to rent longer, or the seller has to move out, make way for the buyer because they can't wait. And now the seller has to move into short-term housing until the community opens up. So there are aspects of this domino effect that is causing a lot of anxiety and a lot of trepidation on both sides. I think the addendum is important because it establishes what we all expect in a transaction to sell or purchase real estate. The buyer and seller will act in good faith. And in spite of whether the addendum exists or not, that is truly how both parties should act and how we need to operate as real estate agents and with our home buyers and our home sellers. Albeit, it may be completely appropriate for the client to check with legal counsel before signing any new addenda introduced that could compromise the existing relationship and terms that were agreed to. Make sense? Got questions on that? Shoot those over to radio@ericstewartgroup.com and I'll bring them forward possibly on next week's show. But do so today. All right, because I'm doing my show now recorded, and I'm doing it in advance of Sunday just to make sure that we have everything we need. So I need your questions now. If you think of anything, shoot it to radio@ericstewartgroup.com, okay? The overall impact and the anxiety that I think our home sellers and our home buyers are experiencing is impacting buyers being willing to purchase or even enter into a contract. We've had a couple of sales that fell out through the inspection phase as a result of the virus, where buyers just saw the markets acting so up and down and so obnoxious that they just wanted to wait till things settled down so they had a better sense of what to expect. That's a reasonable thing for a home buyer to do, and in some cases, our sellers have decided to pull back because they didn't want buyers possibly bringing the virus in with them. Some of that has been changed as a result of the shutdown now of, you know, the desire now for folks to stay in their homes. But truly, I'm telling my sellers not to avoid the market, but keep the property open and on Zillow and on the MLS, the multiple listing service, and other websites, because buyers are shopping online more now. In spite of the fact that they can't necessarily get in, they're building their hot list of properties that they'll see once they're finished with the virus. And when this lifts, there's going to be an outbreak, sorry for the choice of words, of demand for our listings. We're going to see demand come in on our listings, and we may see multiple contracts immediately at that time. I'm going to treat the lifting of the shutdown as kind of coming back into the market and probably encourage my clients to wait 5 or 6 days to see what happens rather than just take the first bit of interest, because there will be this, you know, it's just like a dam breaking all over again. When the dam breaks and all the fish come downstream, it's this torrent of activity that then becomes a trickle over time because the dam is no longer holding this water back. The shutdown has created a dam of demand that is keeping that demand at bay. Once it's lifted, that demand should come back in. If you've got your property on the market or you're thinking about getting your house on the market, contact us at the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. We'll walk you through a preparation process right now while you're living at home, while you've got time, and you can go through that process with our guidance, even if we're not over meeting with you directly. Seriously, call us at 800-900-9104 for information on that, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Stuart Rosenthal, good morning. So what's going on?
Well, in our April issue, our cover story has to do with what you might expect. How does one keep calm and handle all the anxiety of what's going on in the world today? We talked to a number of local psychologists, and we got some good advice. First of all, is to accept your anxious feelings. It's normal. It's natural. Don't try to push them away. Just sit quietly with them. You know, sense your breath and take your heartbeat in and see what your nervousness is about. And then usually that helps it dissipate a little bit. That's the first step. Secondly, the fact that we are socially distancing doesn't mean we are socially isolating. In fact, it's very important, more so, that we keep in touch with others who we're close to. So, of course, that's by phone or by video chat or online in some ways. There's some wonderful apps out there that can help people do that, Skype and Zoom and Google Hangouts. If you don't know about these, we're going to talk about them in the issue, so you can look those up in the Beacon. Another thing is to stay away a little bit from the news. You know, it's a bit too much to be with it 24/7. So try to, you know, pull yourself away, give yourself certain times that you want to catch up, and then step back and do other things. And then try to live in the moment. We call it mindfulness. You know, be thinking about now rather than the future, and enjoying the things that you can enjoy, and involve yourself in the things you can do at home that you might actually appreciate and have fun with. Those are some of the ideas. There's more to it, so take a look at the April issue.
Okay, sounds good, Stuart. Read about it at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
Great insight, Stuart. Hey, we'll have more coming up in just a moment right here on The Eric Stewart Show.